This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. The House resolution said Trump's comments, quote, have legitimized an increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Before the vote, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for the chamber to unite in expressing its disapproval. The majority of Republicans rejected the resolution. One congressman said it does a disservice to the nation. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from the Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remained on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked in the Gulf of Guinea. The International Maritime Bureau says the Gulf of Guinea is home to 73% of the world's kidnappings at sea. Armed pirates kidnapped 27 crew members off the West Coast in the first half of 2019, compared with 25 in the same period in 2018. U.S. authorities said Tuesday they have arrested former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian warrant for corruption charges, which he denies. U.S. Marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he was a visiting scholar at Stanford University. He is expected to appear at an extradition hearing later this week. Prosecutors accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway between Peru and Brazil. Toledo has denied the charges. He was Peru's president from 2001 until 2006. From Washington, this is VOA News. Events in Florida and Washington, D.C. kicked off observances marking the 50th anniversary of the historic